You know, you can whistle while you work, but there ain't no amount of singing or music like this that makes weed pulling fun. That's why at Casa de la Romero, we use Weed Beater Complete on our lawn. It's a pre- and post-emergent. It kills what's there and prevents any germination. You just put it in your weed spreader, push it along, or not weed spreader, but your product applicator. It's a granular product. Roll it right out. And like I said, it's a pre- and post-emergent. Bonide is family-made in America. You can find it at locally owned nurseries throughout Arizona, including Summer Winds, Treeland Nurseries in Mesa, Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, along with the Magic Garden Nursery in Tucson. Weed Beater Complete for a pre- and post-emergent. And without the weed, you can jam to songs like that.
There you go. Broadcasting live this morning from CAF Studios in Flagstaff, Arizona. We're up here for the Flagstaff Home Show. We'll be over at the NAU Field House where the home show is being conducted right after the broadcast. We'll be doing a couple seminars in the presentation room, one on home security, things you can do in, about, and around your house that would greatly enhance the security for you, your home, and your family, as well as the 10 things Arizona homeowners most often do wrong. And we're going to have to come up with two lists for these, buddy. Well, actually, we could come up with 50 of these. The 10 things they do wrong in plumbing, the 10 things they do wrong in air conditioning, the 10 things they do in saving energy dollars, and then we would have to come up with elevation breaks. That's if you're below 5,000 feet and above 5,000 feet. So we'll have to finish building out all of those guides as well. But right now we have several people.
You can add a guide to that now, too, about what they do better in Germany.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I wanted to let you know the phones have just been crazy here this morning.
We see that. We see on the board the blink and blink and blink. Are you giving away something free or something?
No, I'm really not. Hey, but Brad called to just let us know he had heard you talk about A-Authentic, and he used them, and Elliot came out and fixed his door, and he was just really happy with the service and said they were really a great company.
A-Authentic Overhead Garage Door Company servicing the statewide. They'll come take care of you in Green Valley. They'll take care of you in Tucson, Marana, Oro Valley, Phoenix, Prescott, Yavapai County. A-Authentic, Rosie Certified Overhead Garage Door Service and Repair.
And what was the caller's name, Mom?
Brad.
Interesting.
And the serviceman was Elliot.
Elliot. Well, I've got a letter here. Another one from Douglas complimenting Elliot at A-Authentic that I actually
from
had
Douglas,
for
Douglas, Arizona?
No, the guy's name's Douglas from Phoenix.
No.
Called to say, I used A-Authentic. Elliot, the technician, was great. I had that for our digital newsroom, but we talked bees the whole time. And a couple other referrals. Linda said how Wood Plumbing is just the absolute best. She thinks they're the cat's meow, which
the Rosie
you wouldn't
certified.
Think from a plumber.
Rosie Certified Plumber down in Pima County.
And we also had two testimonials this week for Chuck Knight that had come in. You can tell it's getting hot in the valley because all the AC guys are back out there and the testimonials start picking up. Good group of guys you can find no matter what part of the state you're in. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com. It's going to have a whole new look, feel, and functionality in the next couple weeks. We're very excited to bring that to our homeowners and our partners and anyone in Arizona that owns a home, it'll be a great resource.
Let's go to the lines. We have several people been on hold, and I understand that the caller from Florence on sustainable housing isn't the guy that was mad at me, so we can go ahead and take him.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Tom, calling from Florence, Arizona.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I called about 5 weeks ago, I think it was, and 4 or 5 weeks ago, and he went to Germany. And so, but anyway, I've done a lot of research on this geothermal solar hybrid system since
okay.
then. And Romy was saying it's too late for geothermal for me, but that's not true. I can still build this integrated system. And I am somewhat aggravated, but it's not with you, Rosie. I'm trying to find some people that can help me to properly size this system because that's going to be real important. I know this is going to work, but I need to find some people that can help me. I've scared off two engineers already.
Well,
so if I remember right, the slabs poured and the walls are up?
Yeah, framed. We're putting up sticks right now, yeah, pretty much.
And the system you found, you can still go geothermal on the entire home?
Yes, because I'm going to, the geothermal is buried in the ground, and then I'm going to have what's known as in engineering as a vat that's full of a propylene glycol water solution. And if I got about 30 seconds, I can tell you all about this.
Well, Tom, I tell you what, I would like to visit with you after we find an engineer that has this thing designed. And here are two names I'm going to throw out to you.
Okay.
Up in Yavapai County, there's Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
Okay.
It's Jeremy Rushton, owns that company. They're doing a bit of geothermal up in the Quad City area. The other patient I'm going to want you to talk to is Catherine Kent at this solar store in Tucson. She does anything that's off-grid. She'll be able to talk to you about off-grid power supply, solar, wind power, geothermal, everything.
Okay.
Those are the two sources I'm going to send you to, and then I'm going to stay in touch with you. Let's talk again as this system ends up getting engineered so we can enlighten the entire listening audience. And Romy, the geothermal system you're familiar with that you thought may have been too late for this is a system that generates a small 1/4 horsepower pump that circulates. It's either a closed system like this or it's a pure water system, and the piping is run through the floors, through the walls, and it's zoned, and you can literally, it's a technology that came out of Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Israel, where in the middle of those deserts, they can keep homes literally year-round a constant 72 degrees with no air conditioning.
Because they have the thick walls and then the water that's pumped through it that's
the heat,
charged
the
by
heat's
the heat
dispelled.
Of
right.
the earth underneath. Right. Very, very fascinating. And I'd like to see this product he's got that and how it might be different or how to retrofit it into something he's already started to build. But it doesn't surprise me. He's having a hard time finding an engineer when he's already in the middle of his project to put these together. I thought you were actually going to, when you went to Yavapai County, bring in our sustainable builder, Tom Riley.
Tom Riley could be. Tim Owens could be. So there's several sources
we'll get you in touch with all of them.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, let's bring Bill in from Scottsdale real quick. Let's talk about drywall repair. He's apparently got a project he's in the middle of. Let's see if we can help him out. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing today?
Super. Good. Fantabulous.
Good. And a beautiful day.
I had a roof
leak over my garage, and I've had it fixed. And I postponed fixing it until we had, you know, had some storms to confirm that it was fixed. And the tape on the ceiling now is hanging down.
Okay.
And you can see where the seam is in the sheetrock. And I'm hesitant to repair it because maybe the texture won't match and it'll look repaired. And I'm just wondering what needs to be done and can I handle it? And I know that depends on my artistic talent of doing that. But what are the basics on that?
Is this a carport or a garage?
Garage.
Okay. Well, the great thing about repairing drywall, Bill, is that you're doing it with a drywall compound. And if you don't like the way it looks after you put it up there, you just sand it off and try again.
Oh.
And it's only going to take you a couple efforts. But let's go ahead and take the loose tape off. Take a 4-inch drywall blade knife and scrape everything that's loose. Wouldn't it be a bad idea, since it's probably a painted surface, to wipe the area down with trisodium phosphate and then rinse it off with clean water really, really well. Take your drywall compound, simply spread it over the joint of the drywall, and then put your tape in there. You may find that the self-clinging fiberglass tape is a little bit easier to use than the traditional conventional paper tape. Once you put it on there, do not squeeze all the drywall compound mud out from underneath the tape. You simply want to just drag your 4-inch blade over the top of that tape enough to bed it in there. Go to bed. Forget about it. Let it dry overnight. Then you're going to take a 6 or 8-inch knife, and you're going to span from the low point and the low point of the recess edges of your drywall butt joint and fill it. Once that's dry, then you can start experimenting with a different type of textures, whether it's a blow applied knockdown or skip trowel. You can play with all that on a spare piece of sheetrock down at on ground level, get to where you think you get reasonably close, and have at it, buddy. Good luck, Bill. And he is smart in waiting till we get a rain to verify the roof is really not leaking anymore. Hey, can we talk about, we always like to talk about fun things here at Roselle Now. Fun things this weekend are the Flagstaff Home Show. We're broadcasting live from Calf Country Broadcast Radio Studios in Flagstaff, Arizona, one of our broadcast affiliates covering the great state of Arizona. Staycation idea number one, ding! Snow Bowl's open, but only until tomorrow. So you got 1.5 more days of skiing in if you'd like to get in. Great excuse for running up to Flagstaff right now. You've got a couple other things going on as well.
Well, we have the Maricopa County Home Show going on through tomorrow.
County Fair.
What'd I say?
Home Show.
Yeah, County Fair. Good catch. I was just making sure you're
listening. I'm listening, buddy. Yeah, I'm tuned, baby. I'm in.
Down at the fairgrounds. But also, something very neat is the Wings of Freedom tour that's going on at the Scottsdale Air Park. They are flying World War II aircraft, showcasing the planes that, you know, help us win that war. And they've got a good turnout of veterans that had fought in that war that still turn out. That's going on through tomorrow at Scottsdale Airport. But then it moves to Mesa Gateway Monday through Wednesday. Man, talk about an air show to see.
Plenty of things going on.
All fully restored.
Cool.
World War II airlines.
Plenty of things going on throughout the great state of Arizona. That's why we always promote you, the Arizona homeowner, to stay your vacations in Arizona, Arizona Staycation. Hey, you can win one of those on our webpage, rosieonthehouse.com, where you tell us where you want to go, when you want to go. There's no blackout locations. There's no blackout dates. You custom design the vacation in the boundaries of Arizona, and we make it happen for you. Sanderson Ford provides the car of your choice out of their demo lot. And it is sponsored in part by Soretta Candy Company in Glendale, Arizona, founded over 40 years ago by Jim Soretta Sr., who learned candy making from his father-in-law's factory in Ohio. He passed the trade down to his entire family, Soretta's family-owned chocolate factory, right in the heart of Old Town downtown Glendale. Lovely little visiting facility and welcoming reception room. They make custom gourmet chocolates that will rock your world. Get some at Soretta.com. That's Soretta.com. Thank you for your sponsorship of the Arizona Staycation at RosieOnTheHouse.com.